on May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Animal. Chat to the cages fall. Cages fall. I'm just, my body is waiting on you. You've got
no. Oh my god, I love this.
That song is 3 years long.
I love that show, but that theme song is so fucking long.
It just feels like it's the whole song. It's the whole song. Like, it's not a sample or like a cut. Like, it's not like a snippet.
I feel like there's a remix tucked under there somewhere.
It is the extended version.
It is the director's cut. Like, it is like that fucking
first of all
song.
I'm Regina Spektor.
Okay. Oh, I am
present.
I am Tanya Harding.
Okay.
You know why? Because I recently saw, I maintain that Tanya Harding's 30 for 30 ESPN documentary is one of the best 30 for 30s of all time. It's called The Price of Gold. It's this Tanya Harding story, and it is fucking everything. I love it. And so, even though she's a terrible person, I'm Tanya Harding.
Okay, and this is the read. So back to the Orange is the New Black theme song.
Yes.
So long.
It is. I feel like we could have actually moved on
from
that.
But I'm just a huge Regina Spektor fan, and I wanted to make that known. Okay. So, hey,
Regina,
it's
Spektor.
The read.
Yes,
how are you
is.
Doing?
I'm.
How's life as a Barb?
We'll get to that later, but you know, I'm good.
Okay.
Yes, still on top. Pretty bitch gay.
Oh my gosh.
You're gonna be so sick of me because I'm really on team.
I just want to also acknowledge that this was once me and you didn't get it. So
yeah,
there's that.
But we'll talk about it later. That's kind of later.
So, yeah, this is the read. Let's do Black Excellence then.
Okay, so actually, I have a Black Excellence this week.
Yay.
Believe it or not, I hope you don't mind.
I'll
that
go for
I
it.
Kind of took over. This is the story of a girl named Crystal Kayitsa. I really pray that I got your name right. And Crystal is from my hometown of Tulsa, Oklahoma. She is 19 years old, and she just won an Emmy.
Excuse me?
Yes. She graduated from Jinx, and she is from Tulsa and won the Emmy for her film that she made. It's called All That Remains, and it's about one of the historic black towns in Oklahoma called Boley. Shout out to Boley. Y'all have one of the best rodeos of all time.
Wow.
Out there. No, I'm serious. Boley's rodeo is on the map. Like,
rodeo.
Anyway, she made this really great film about Boley and won an Emmy. And so shout out to you, a 19-year-old black girl from Oklahoma out here making me proud. That's so dope. Congratulations. And you are the Black Excellence for this week.
Yay.
Now, that's something so nice. And now we're going to get into things that are just.
Yes. If you have any Black Excellence stories that you'd like to hear on the show, you can contribute as well. You can send us an email with Black Excellence in your subject. You can send it to ask3@gmail.com, mm-hmm. or you can just tweet it to us with a hashtag or something like that so we can see it. So yeah.
Yes, because that was sent into the mailbox, so thank you very much.
I love y'all. See, y'all are so clutch. Like, yes. Just right there.
Yep, and every time.
So now we're going to move on to a segment. One of our followers named, I think, the Buena Ventura, said that we should call it, bitch, you guessed it! Woo!
Only if you do it just like that every time.
I kind of want to.
Okay, then then that's it.
I'm just going to keep doing that until you know what?
We should
better.
Just get a sound bite of that. Like, and have that pasted.
I don't know if we can legally do that, because you know that young lady was already upset at Beyonce.
Okay, well then you could just do it every time. You could just do it every time.
And I really like saying, bitch, you guessed it! Like, it's just so much
so this
fun.
Is, I really feel like this is absolutely never gonna get old.
No, not for me anyway.
Okay.
So this week, just a mess from left to right. I don't know where to like, just a whole mess. Where to start?
Listen, I've been having a really good day, like a really good day. So please don't turn that around.
So first of all, TLC or TC is making an album.
They are.
They have been. They've requested that the fans help them raise the money to record this album. They created a Kickstarter to fund the album. I think they're trying to raise $150,000.
Yeah.
And I read that they said like it's essential that they create the album completely on their own terms because it's going to be their last album ever. And I guess they want it to be just right without the label cutting in and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I also read that they raised like $50,000 in the first day.
Yeah, I think they're up to like maybe over $110,000 now. Like they're pretty close to the goal.
Listen,
so even
Japan wants okay. that album.
And they will stop at fucking nothing.
Not a goddamn thing.
They are going to raise their $150,000 and y'all might think, I mean, it's very easy to be shady about this, but when you think about it, it's smart as hell. Like, we know, we've seen the movie, we know that these people do not really have the money to be fronting up an album. Like, no, I mean, it's just being realistic. It's not being shady. It's being, this is real life. Y'all don't have that kind of money. I don't have that kind of money. I'm not being shady. Shit, it's real ass life. They just don't
factual.
Have it.
That's
so,
true.
And so why do you go through the rigmarole of finding a label and working out something decent and they pay for this, but then they control this? Like, why not have the fans pay for it if the fans are willing to pay for it? And it seems like they are. So, like, my hat's off to y'all. I hope the shit is dope, honestly. I don't know what y'all are going to do with this, but I hope it's great.
You know what I can donate to TLC for this album? A hearty good luck. That's why. That's what I can give to you. Those two one-syllable words. Good luck.
I didn't say I personally have
because
it to donate. I'm saying
won't.
It looks like y'all really want it to come out.
Because, you know, there's just a one. One. They use the word essential. I'm going to use it as well. One essential piece of this that is missing for me.
What is
Lisa left Ty Lopez.
Yeah. And they said so, that they're going to incorporate Lisa into, of course they would. But I'm just like, I don't know how y'all are going to
like
do that.
Like they did on Girls Talk About the Booty too and on right? whatever that, like.
They're just like, like that is.
I just don't know.
I don't know, but I'm hopeful though. I'm optimistic.
And also.
I am. I'm optimistic.
I'm not going to do that. I just,
but have
you, know,
you looked at the categories? Have you looked at like what you can win with what you donate?
Oh yeah, like
because,
like
girl,
a bottle
for $5,000, you can have a sleepover.
I saw that
a sleepover. You may spend the night
with.
Can you imagine Blue Ivy setting a price on letting somebody spend the night in her presence? Like
$5,000.
I just feel like I feel like $5,000 is mighty low for somebody to spend
the night with you.
Like, I feel like that's so intimate. Like, I feel
a
like...
A slumber party?
Because it's advertised as a slumber party. It's not like, oh, we're going to stay in this resort together, you know, and have like a spa weekend.
Slumber party with TLC, I don't know, it just seems weird. Means, like, it kind of translates into like... So we got a one bedroom at the Holiday, and we're just gonna like stop by for an hour and a half and bring some Papa John's.
It just seems real awkward.
I'm going home.
Like, it would just be like, so it's just you and Chili, and you paid $5,000 to be there, and y'all are gonna do what together?
Like what the fuck are you going to? What? $5,000. You get to spend the night with me?
Like, what are y'all gonna do, honestly? Are there, like, activities planned out? Like,
well, Katy Perry donated $5,000, so I guess she's going.
Okay.
Can you imagine if you just really, like, had $5,000 to spend and you were a hardcore, you get to spend the night with T-Boz, Chili, and Katy Perry? What?
And no. It's not even the both of them. It's $5,000 for T-Boz or $5,000 for Chili.
So you don't even get both.
You don't get both in one night.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't for $5,000. Shit.
Right, so if that makes it better, then at least it's $5,000.
So
each.
If I spend $10,000, do y'all come
no,
like...
No, there's no threesome. No, there's no threesome option.
This is odd.
Yes.
this is quite strange.
Now I feel weird. So can we just...
I read
on?
Like the highest bidder at one point. Or do you even call this a bit? I don't know. Whatever. At the time that I read this, it was like $7,500.
Jesus.
And Katy Perry donated $5,000.
Wow.
Is it just me, or do I like, maybe I'm ungrateful. Maybe I'm a piece of shit. But I kind of felt like $5,000 from Katy Perry was kind of low.
Like, do you?
I don't know. Like, $5,000 is a lot of fucking money. But I feel like Katy Perry, like, are you going to at least write them a damn song like you did for Nicki Minaj and Iggy Azalea and whoever the fuck else? Like, can you at least write them? Can they get a Black
Widow? I
just
feel like that's so random.
Can they get a Dark Horse?
No. What? Nobody wants to hear TLC do Dark Horse. Nobody wants to hear that.
What do they want to hear
TLC? I don't want Katy Perry's influence on this TLC album.
I don't want Katy Perry at TLC's house.
Well,
but it looks
isn't.
Like we all, like, you can't just have
can
what you
oh
want.
Oh, God, please. Please tell me there's something more pleasant next on the
I list. Just don't see how this is going to be. Like, the TLC, this, I don't...
Good Luck was correct.
I think I would actually prefer, like, a Cleopatra album.
Okay. Now you're being mean.
Whoa.
Because who the fuck is that?
You don't remember Cleopatra?
Is that like
coming
a Nickelodeon
the fuck
group?
At ya? Are you kidding?
I feel like that was a made for Disney movie.
Cleopatra, not only were they on Disney, but they were one of the first people to perform on a Disney cruise.
What?
For the Disney Channel.
Are you fucking kidding?
And you are pissed
who
about it.
Who knows that piece of trivia?
Me. And plenty of other gays that watched the Disney Channel in the 90s.
Random bullshit Cleopatra I have ever heard.
Slayed. They were three black girls.
Are you fucking kidding me?
They were like three Moishas. No, seriously, you have to Google Cleopatra
okay.
when you
well,
go home.
All
like,
right.
coming the fuck at you.
Anyway.
They were everything. What? They were like British.
I knew enough about them to know that they were on television, but I do not know anything beyond that.
I knew choreography.
Okay, well, that's your own business.
They were like the your first Cherish. It.
I don't get that either. They were like, who the fuck is Cherish?
What?
Who the fuck is
Cherish? Cherish is like four Sierras.
Who?
Except they couldn't dance as good as Sierra.
Stop this.
So the next story that we have, well, I want to talk about Amber Rose.
Oh my God.
So Amber Rose has been on Instagram. Period. That's
yes.
it. Like, that's, we could stop there. Because
yes.
other than that,
yes.
Amber Rose, no. She had some photos, maybe yesterday or the day before, wearing floss.
Yes.
Wearing, like, a kerchief.
Really, just nothing. Really, just. Bucket naked Amber Rose.
Like,
I mean, she looks phenomenal.
Amazing.
Like, it is unreal how she looks.
But we already knew that.
Right, we did.
We knew that.
Yes, we did.
And so I just...
Because your nudes came out like last year.
But I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about... Because I like Amber Rose a lot.
I do too.
But ever since she broke up with Wiz Khalifa after he cheated on her, which I still don't understand what...
I don't understand how
it just goes to show you. Don't take it personal. It ain't about you. A nigga, if that cheats, is just gonna cheat. You could have a vagina full of like the fountain of youth. Like, you literally, yes, like every dip could be like a glimpse of like the future or like the reason of being. Like, you could literally have a pussy so good if you threw it up in the air, turn into sunshine.
Yes.
It could be anything. Cook, clean, rub a nigga's feet, take care of kids that ain't yours. It don't matter. If a nigga is a cheater, he's just gonna cheat on you. So, but anyway, I feel like ever since that happened, she has been on Instagram doing like a lot. Like, she was twerking all the time, which I don't mind. Honest fun. And then she had like some shit where she was like squatting in the rain and like holding her bare breasts in like a bikini bottom. Fine. And then she's naked again. Don't forget that she was like backing it up on Chris Brown when he was single for 3 hours. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, I love her, but I just feel like,
wait, they got sweetie, back together.
We're not doing that in 2015.
Okay.
I feel like, Amber, like, girl, you're bad. You know what I'm saying? Yes. And like, you're beautiful. I love you. Like, I think that you're awesome. I want for Amber to like be a businesswoman. I think that Amber has every bit of, you know, of influence at this point to be selling her vintage sunglasses or selling a dress or, you know, like, Amber can have a show. You know what, yeah, I'm saying? She's like her own thing. I don't want to say that she shouldn't be on Instagram showing off her fine ass, you know, self. Mm-hmm. But I feel like she's just kind of doing it too much in one like tiny span of time. Like,
I feel like she could be getting paid way more for it if she could just take some of these Instagram moments and turn it into like a YouTube series, even. Like, she could be making,
or a 365 page book like that other one over there,
or just
that
like
took her goddamn air,
that took pictures of her.
Did you see the cover of that book?
Of course I did. I saw that sculpted thing.
Should be sold at Wet Seal.
I just
because
don't
that's
even.
What she looked like.
It's just like, this is what you thought. This is, yes, this should
this
be
this is the
cover.
First picture that you thought of when you wanted to sell people.
You said,
this
is
book.
The one. This is the one that will sell everyone on looking at 300 some odd pictures.
Did you see
of
the side chick
face?
Photo that she took with Kanye sleep in the bed?
Yes, I
you
do.
You know how side chicks will be like, yeah, out with bae. And he has no idea. And then, yeah, it's already on Instagram. And then he's got a text.
Right.
Anyway,
I don't give her anything. Sorry. I just,
so back to Amber Rose. I just feel like, you know, Amber, you should be able to do those things because you're beautiful. Your body is like perfect. Mm-hmm. But I just want to see Amber in like a suit leaving a meeting. Like, what? Fuck these niggas. Like, that's what I feel like she's capable of, and I would like for her to do more of that. But Black China's stripping again too, so hey.
Okay, well, let's not say Black China's name after Amber Rose's name as if somebody would want to view the same of them equally. Like,
don't they twerk together now?
I don't care. Black China's ass looks like somebody fucked it up in a back alley. I don't know if Amber Rose has surgery, but if she did, it's damn good.
And that's the thing. I think that that's just her fucking body.
I don't know. It's fucking perfect. Like, Amber Rose, if
that
you didn't have surgery,
gorgeous,
then bitch, I fucking commend you.
Even if the fuck she did.
I'm saying,
she's
if it's
beautiful.
If you had surgery, it looks really fucking good. Black China does not look that
she's
good,
just,
period. Period. She just fucking do not.
All I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, hey, I don't know. I just want for Amber to, like, be out here at the least selling a shoe or something. Like, we get it. Your body is beautiful. And I low-key feel like she is, like, on some rebellious, like, look at me.
Yeah.
Fat ass, bald head, still bleached, giving you life, and you wish that you had. Like, I don't know.
Well, I just, hope she
we is. Know you fine, girl.
I hope she is making money, but if she's doing it just for the fun of it, then I say,
I doubt she's broke. I just want for her to be, like, on some, you know.
Whatever.
Selling a lip gloss. Just work, whatever. Anyway,
who's really gonna buy Amber Rose lip gloss though?
Oh please!
Like, what you can don't Amber Rose sell?
Literally anything. A lash. I don't. It doesn't even matter.
I think lashes
just
would be good.
Sell things. Like, I want for Amber Rose to be one of those bitches who's walking out of a meeting. Like, all of these other hoes out here who aren't even half of what you are pretending to do it. You have every reason to be doing it for real. So why, like?
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. I want to see Amber, like, because I actually like her and I think that she's the shit. She's leaps ahead of most of these other hoes out here, in my personal opinion.
I agree.
So, since we were just talking about, you know, the people that ruined his life, Bruce Jenner.
I feel so bad for him.
I read that he's going to be appearing on that show in this next season to discuss his new look. Because apparently
what? You can't even get it out.
Apparently he was on the cover of In Touch recently, and they, like, photoshopped his photo to make him look way more. Listen, someone sent me a link.
I thought, when I saw that, I was like, is that even real? Because he looked really feminine.
It looked photoshopped, though, which was the funniest part. And then it says, Bruce's story. My life as a woman.
Why are you cackling like this?
Because it is so rude. And it's like, he seems like a nice person. Why is his life being destroyed? Like
of
they
everybody
literally
in that fucking family, you go after Bruce. Like,
they literally put his picture in, like, Microsoft Paint and just said, have at it. It's like Penelope.
So
did
is it so? But I guess people believed it, because I think I saw pictures of him crying over that cover. Like, I think I saw pictures.
No, yeah, people believed it, obviously, because people, you know, like, the media and sensationalism, all this
stuff.
That just
seems like it should be illegal to do. It just seems like that shouldn't even be.
I'm not really sure how the legalities of,
like, if I was Bruce Jenner, I would try to sue, because that's bullshit.
I don't really know how tabloid stuff works, because I mean, that's what they do. They put people's picture up and then type whatever the fuck on it for people to buy it.
But do they alter the image to make it look significantly more different?
I mean, again, if you can post a picture of, like, Suri Cruz on your magazine and the caption says Suri Cruz, what the fuck is going on? Like, if you can just put whatever on a magazine cover and people can buy it, then I'm not surprised that you can just Photoshop.
I don't know.
But
it seems really fucked up.
It's literally like, it looks like they did it in, like, Repost Wiz.
Okay.
Like, it's so funny.
I only saw it once, so I can't really comment on it, but I thought it looked crazy.
It's like, so rude. And then someone tagged me in some other photo of him, like, walking to his car. His hair is extremely long. Mm-hmm. Like, it looks like he's got a sew-in. But then they photoshopped it to look like he has, breasts.
They
gave him, like, some blush.
I saw that.
And I found, like, the original photos, and he just had his regular old titties. Like,
right.
Regular. Like, there's some tit there, but just, like, a man.
He
like, an older
way
man.
More, right there. Like, I just feel like that is a really fucked up thing to do.
It's just awful. It's
like, because it seems like And it's already all negativity, right?
Like, it's all Kris Jenner's fault.
It's like nothing but a bunch of stress in this man's life, and then y'all just make it worse by perpetuating all this bullshit.
He already has to deal
with being related to these awful fucking people.
They put him in a box in the Christmas card. They put him in, it was like a coffin.
You see, they just now let Rob come out. Rob dropped enough weight for him to be able to appear on Instagram again. He lost enough to be featured on Khloé's Instagram once.
Isn't she the one that likes him?
Either that, or that's an old ass picture and I didn't know it.
I don't really know what's going on. But I
saw a picture of them because somebody had attached it to that picture of. Did you see this of Kim Kardashian in this fur bikini standing in the middle of a fucking avalanche or some shit?
I would literally rather do so many other things with my time than see that.
Somebody sent that to us in the
I would
inbox.
Rather eat this whole MacBook than see that.
I don't know why, but I guess now I had to suffer, so do you.
I don't want to.
Why are we talking about Rob Kardashian?
I just wanted to mention that Bruce Jenner is apparently going to discuss whether or not he's transitioning into another gender. And I would like to also stress the fact that this is Kris Jenner's fault. And if he does want to be a woman, I believe it's because she destroyed him and brainwashed him and made him think that he had to be a woman in order to be validated in his own home.
If that's even true. Or maybe he's just growing out his hair and trying to deal with his crazy, insane fucking life and the tabloids and the media and all the Kardashian bullshit frenzy is only making it worse.
Or he wants to be one of the sisters because Kris Jenner made him that way.
Right. Or maybe he just hates them all and he just wants to fuck with their image as much as he can. I don't know.
Maybe he wants to be a model like Kendall too because Kris Jenner did it.
It just seems like there's no escaping that Kardashian media once you're in it. It's like, how the fuck do you get out of it?
All I'm saying is if he starts dating a basketball player, a black one.
That shit is a cult. And you already know cult.
If he shows up with a buff black boyfriend.
Okay, I'm over you. He better not.
So, what else do we got here? Do you want to talk about Light Girls?
No, I don't.
You don't want to talk about the film Light Girls?
No, I don't.
You sure?
Yeah, because, no, I don't.
I feel like we should.
I feel like we ought not.
So, The Light Girls was a film that took place on television.
You enjoy discussing this.
So, no, seriously, what did you think?
I felt like there was commentary from people who really had something, not only opinionated, but also intelligent to say. And then I felt like there was a lot of bullshit thrown in for the benefit of social media. And that rendered the entire film ineffective. I felt like it tried to touch on way too many topics without focusing on some that having a concrete idea of what they were going to cover and cover extensively, and then it just veered off into bullshit. Like, you inviting Twitter niggas to give their opinion on light-skinned girls, like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, why are you even putting this up with people who have doctorates in this shit? Like, what the fuck is this? That's how I felt about it.
Same.
Okay.
Twinsies.
All right.
I thought there was a lot of good information in there and a lot of really cool points.
Yeah, shout out to Jamila and Lovey and Afrobella and everybody else I know who
there
was
were a
in
lot
the
of
film.
People.
Because there was it was people who had really great commentary and really great insight into these issues. And then it was just hey, I am to coon it up a little bit. Woo! Retweet me. It was just what the fuck is this?
Yeah, one of those random comedians from 96 came out and they were like, this, I love light skin women, but I'm fine. Or what? It was can we talk, why don't we spend some time talking about the root of colorism and why these things are the way that they are and things that children should know.
I did not think that as a documentary, it did what it was supposed to do as a documentary. I felt like it was made for entertainment purposes. And so I don't rock with it. So.
August Alsina, as I like to call him, Augustus Alsina, You know, I've had a few issues with your cousin Augustus. You seem to like him. But I just... So, Augustus was performing at an event sometime in St. Louis, I think, over the weekend or whatever.
Okay.
And this is allegedly a concert to promote nonviolence in the wake of Mike Brown.
Okay.
After the show or after the performance at some point, August is seen arguing with, I guess, some of the promoters. From what I read, two things. I read that the promoter was upset because he was late. And then I read that it was like a money situation. Someone didn't get paid, or he shouldn't have gotten paid a certain amount because he was late. I don't know. All I know is these niggas were boxing. Now, here's the thing. When I first watched, there's like two different videos I've seen. The first video that I saw, it started and it felt like fake. Like I thought I was watching Empire. It was just like, which by the way, I'm pissed that like I'm missing. But either way,
yeah.
It just was weird. Like he was like, I've got something to say to all of you niggas. And then there was like this old guy who was like, well, what you got to say to me, sucker? And then it was like his friend was like, nah, fall back, homie. I got this. It felt like You Got Served.
Or what,
like, like Drumline 3.
Is this real life?
It was really weird at first, but then they went at it.
What?
And I was like, oh, okay, well, this must be a real fight. August, like, grabbed a chair at some point, and, like,
no.
Stands were back there.
Shut up.
Just happy that he had his shirt off. It was
like
odd.
They were fight, like, physically fighting.
It was a brawl.
Are you kidding me?
At a non-violence concert. Way to nig it up. What the fuck? A concert to promote non-violence. Y'all are fighting. It was like they missed the Source Awards.
That is something that is so heartbreaking that all I can do is laugh, because how the fuck?
Like what?
How the fuck do y'all take it there at a not...
What?
So I can't rock with August Alsina no more. It's official.
Listen, I was done.
I was only halfway... First of all, let's acknowledge that the only reason I was ever there for him is because he was so blatantly disrespectful on 106 in Park, which I loved.
And then okay, that's a great start.
Yes.
Yes, let's acknowledge that.
Yes, so let's just make sure it was not initially for his looks or his music, which is what 98% of his other fans are attracted to him for.
Sure.
So then his album came out and I was only like so here for it. I liked maybe 25% of it.
Can't we just have like
so
a male R&B
it.
Singer that just like sings music and doesn't also feel the need to be like to prove his masculinity by only singing about like wet vaginas and shooting people and like can't we just have like, can we like stop this onslaught of greasy Bobby Browns.
Yes.
like all of the R&B, the mainstream male R&B singers are Bobbies. All of them. All of them are grinding their pelvises against the damn.
But can we get a
stages.
Baby face?
Can we have one?
Can the generation have a baby face?
Can we just have a few of those, please?
Where is it? And don't say Chris Brown. Do
why
not,
would you?
Not,
Chris Brown
because
is
somebody's
the Bobby
going
Brown.
To try it. Somebody's going to try it. Do not.
No one bobbies like Chris Brown bobbies.
Anyway.
Except maybe Shmurda. Free my nigga Bobby Shmurda.
Yes.
We
were on a plane, so we're friends.
So.
Is
that's
that it?
Pretty much
okay.
The.
I feel like this has been tragic enough.
Yeah, this has been pretty bad.
It's just been shit after shit.
So there you have it. That is this week in... Bitch, you guessed it! What? You was right. That guy is so weird.
Anyway, I love
it. We can take a break. Hey guys, don't forget to check out our amazing sponsors at NatureBox. I know a lot of you have been getting into it. I've been seeing your tweets and your pictures. That's awesome. If you don't know, NatureBox is a monthly subscription service that sends you smarter snacks directly to your home or office instead of going to, you know, the gas station or going to the mall or Duane Reade or the deli and getting whatever. You can go to naturebox.com/TheReade and get you a free trial box of 5 snacks. No artificial flavors, colors, sweeteners, zero trans fat, no high fructose corn syrup, and they have so many delicious items that you can try. Crystal's going to tell you more.
Yeah, so that pretty much covers it.
Oh, did I cover everything?
You talked for about a minute.
Well, hey, girl, guess what? Naturebox.com/TheReed is where you can go and get you a trial of these snacks. Try those cashews out. And we're going to get back to the show. And we're back like titties on them.
Beautiful.
I don't know.
It's time for our listener letters. If you have questions, you can send them to asktheread@gmail.com. And we're going to start off with a quick question from Cameron. And he says, this is for Kid Fury. Who is your favorite villain from the Kingdom Hearts series and why? My favorite is definitely Zemnas. Zemnas from Organization 13. He's cold, callous, and an emotionally manipulative genius. I'd love to hear back from you or Crystal. Clearly not from Crystal, since that entire speech was a
different language. I don't even understand how you managed to pick this question.
It just seemed so fun, and it would seem like something that you and the people who are into whatever that is would really enjoy.
I feel like there's maybe a smooth 7 of us. Okay. Who else plays Kingdom Hearts? Listen, it's like the greatest game. I'm like dying for the next one. They're taking too long. I don't know who my favorite villain is in that game. Probably, but he wasn't really a villain. Homeboy with the red hair. I guess I'm going to go with Zemnas too, just to piggyback off of yours. I don't really like the villains, because all of the villains that I did like killed me way too easily, and I got pissed off, and then I ended up like building a genuine hatred for them, even though they're not real people. So okay. I'm just going to go ahead and say that Sora is still my favorite character.
All right. So that was nice. Our next
are such a bitch.
It was so nice. Mm-hmm. Our next question comes from Joseph, who says, hi Crystal and Kid Fury, just wondering what you two thought of Nikki's new album. You always have some insightful commentary. Hope you're doing well.
Well, that seems like it's a question for you. So
no, it's a question for us. It said, hey Crystal and Kid Fury. So I can start though if you want me to. I can say that
in the room.
Can you not? Because really, it was like literally, I think less than 2 weeks ago, I was just over to your house and I was like, I'm just going to buy Nikki's album just because I feel like she has earned my respect to this point. Like, I hadn't heard any of the tracks other than the one with Beyonce, which I really was like, about. So I wasn't pressed to get her album at all. But I did, just because I felt like Nikki had earned my respect. But I really do enjoy, like, the majority of the tracks on this album. Like, I either can tolerate them or I really like them. I actively dislike only, like, a handful. And so it has really made me become like a Nicki Minaj fan. Like, I have been saying for months that all I was waiting for was for Nicki to get the music together, because she finally took off all that clown shit. She started rapping again instead of doing that techno white people global awards music. It like she came back to like rapping, and she was doing great, and all of her interviews were just like, I love this woman. I just want, like, you know, one of her albums. So I feel like I have gotten there with Nicki Minaj.
So now really, you are legit to the point where you can be at my house talking about the Nicki Minaj documentary is coming on.
Yes, I
turn
sure
the TV to MTV so
I
we can watch it.
Received a very kind tweet saying, welcome, I know that you're a brand new Barb, just so you know, the Queen's documentary is on MTV tonight, and here's the hashtag. You know, hope you can tune in. And I felt very welcome. I received like my packet. I was initiated. You know, I was invited to the function.
Don't piss them
off. So yes, we're gonna watch the documentary, and you know, like I like it. I like the album. Like I'm not ashamed
like
to say that.
I like her very much. The documentary again reminded me how much I really like her. The Pink Print is a it's her best album.
Okay.
And I think I talked about this album already. But you know what? I feel differently than I did when we talked about it on the Christmas episode or whatever. Mm-hmm. I like 10 songs. 10 songs out of the 23 from this album that I have. So whatever that means, take it. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Okay.
Because 10 songs is a lot. But yeah. I mean, out of the amount of records that are on this thing, I don't know if that's a good or bad thing.
I mean,
but most of the time I find myself going, ugh, and then I skip it.
There are definitely songs that I like more than others. Like Big Daddy, I listen to seriously at least 55
right.
times
Big
a day.
Big Daddy is
because
everything.
That shit just, it just knocks from beginning to end. And then Win Again, I love. And Four Door of
Aventador.
That.
Well, we can't afford it. So
I don't know whatever.
Like
whatever that is, I don't know what it is.
It's a very expensive car that I would like to
okay.
maybe touch.
Well, I cannot pronounce the name of it. That song is everything, too. And then there are some that I'm just, I can't do it all ever. Like Grand Piano, I gave
won't.
Her one listen.
I refuse.
And I just won't go back
I
there,
won't
okay?
Do
I just won't do that.
Never.
Pills and Potions, I don't come
Pills
for
and Potions
you ever.
Kind of gives me like no. your love.
No.
But
no.
I'm just past it. It's not even one of the 10. Like the ones that I found myself re-listening to and being like, oh, I actually kind of like this were By a Heart, Favorite, and The Crying Game. Because I liked the Ariana Grande song, although it kind of makes me think of To Catch a Predator.
Yeah. It really does. It's very much like, do you want some cookies? Like, because it's just like, I know she's grown, but she doesn't look grown, and so it's just fucked up. Like, I don't want to think about Ariana Grande singing that song.
Trini Them Girls.
I like that. I really like that song.
It's all good until she starts doing this. I know that I'm sexy. Like, I don't know what. You know that you like it.
Okay.
Like, what are you. That part I don't really. I don't know. But uh-huh. It's like, I think that she's getting a lot of really good, like, positive feedback mm-hmm. from it, it seems.
I don't like I Lied either.
I hate it.
And All Things Go, that can go.
I actually, it's just
I mean,
sad.
I appreciate, like, the message of it, I guess. Like, I feel like it's kind of offers some insight into Nicki's life that
it
I didn't know about.
Feelings.
But as a song, it just feels like, I don't know. Maybe it's just, like, the more emotional tracks, the tracks she was singing on, are the ones I just prefer the least. But anyway, I like the album overall.
All I'll say is that I see where she was going with it. Not exactly, I don't know, mm-hmm. but I'm a Nicki Minaj fan. I just really enjoy her. I think that she works very hard and she just seems like a really cool ass individual.
Okay.
And her fans love it so great.
Okay. All right. And let's see. Do we want to do one more or
yeah,
no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because these have been awful.
What? No, it's been so fun.
I want to talk about someone's baby daddy.
Oh. Oh, this one. Okay, well, never mind. That one says, this is
ooh, do we have any, do we have anyone else that's...
We have one about sex. It's about hygiene.
Is it from Naya Rivera?
Maybe from her husband.
Let's read it.
Okay. Hey, Crystal and Kafiri, I've been seeing this guy for 4 months now, and we recently started having sex. He insisted that I go down on him, and since I really like him, I didn't have a problem with that. However, as
how
I
how will this be from her husband?
Well, I'm saying if you imagine the sexes are reversed. However, as I went down, I couldn't help but notice this pungent odor. Like, it smells really bad. It's sour and just horrible.
What were you going through when you chose questions?
What do you mean? This is so funny.
This is disgusting.
You picked it.
What?
I
didn't think you were going to be talking about dick cheese. Like, what? What is the damn letter? Read it.
No, I don't even want to now.
What?
That's the end of the question.
No, we have to do another one. So what's the letter?
I still suffer through doing it, and now he feels like this is a regular thing and not a privilege. I don't have a problem giving head. It's just that this has a sour smell and taste that bothers me.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to hurt his feelings or get dumped.
And taste. She said, and taste. Oh, my God. Fuck.
How do I tell him he smells bad down there?
You smell bad down there. That's how you do it. What the fuck? Shit. What did I say? Didn't I say in a woman's work that you have to beg a nigga to wash his balls? After all of the shit that you have to naturally go through as a woman, you have to like request that some of these niggas actually go out here and wash their damn dicks. I would rather lay down and die than put all musty dick in my mouth. Gross. Yuck. Filthy.
Oh.
You should be ashamed because you sit up here acknowledging the sour taste and smell. Smell and
taste.
Well, but
taste. This is a sensitive topic.
She smelled it and tasted it anyway.
But this is obviously somebody she has feelings
for. He owes you reparations. Like you, that's, first of all.
I don't know that life. So I can only imagine how terrible this must be for you. But
can you imagine if a woman's pussy was at its cheesiest?
Listen.
I'm so sorry. This is a terrible show. Just like, why? No, seriously. Now, I've only been so close to a vagina, meaning like not very.
Oh my God.
But I imagine that it's not supposed to smell anything.
Listen, so this is a sensitive topic. And although you're absolutely correct, like being blunt is absolutely, I think, like probably when it comes down to really doing it, just blurting it out is going to be the easiest way. Because I don't think there's ever going to be like a tactful way to say, hey, not to hurt your feelings, but you have got to wash your vagina.
Listen, like
it's bad, girl.
At the very least, if you want to be like Sinclair about it, like sensitive and I don't know.
I don't know how you can do that in a sensitive way.
Be like, oh, let's get into the shower or something like that.
And they'd be like, let me clean it off for you.
I would toss that nigga into a damn bucket like a hound. Like a pit bull puppy. And scrub that bitch down. And be like, how dare you? How dare you present your dick to anybody without cleaning it first?
Okay.
Are you out of your black mind? Now, I understand that sometimes people be in the heat of the moment.
Okay.
Sometimes people be in the heat of the moment. You never know what state things are in, but you just want it right then and there. And at that point, you know, you just, you know, all bets are off. Like, you just at your own risk.
I don't.
But if this is like an ongoing thing where you have been doing it regularly and it's just always musty, how dare he put you through that? He owes you so you need to be collecting like a check.
Okay, so I don't think it's going to get any better than that.
Smell and taste. Yuck.
If you have a question, send it to ask3@gmail.com. And now we are going to move on
to the read.
Yes. You still have this look on your face like you are completely...
Smell and taste.
All right.
And taste.
Okay.
Yuck.
I know, but I can't argue about that shit.
Let me explain something to you, like a hardcore fact about Kid Fury. I can't do smells. I don't... I cannot do it. I don't like any smell that isn't blatantly positive, such as roses, tropical fruits, desserts, chickens, things like that. Like, cotton, like fresh linen. I can't do funk. I don't. Like, when you're in the gym, Like places like that where it's like, you know, like a public restroom, something to that nature. Like those are places, like if you go to the bathroom at Applebee's, like, you know, you just in for, you never know. Like I automatically hold my breath because I know that, you know, anything is possible.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to just be with my man and you just smell like Gouda. You have to get out of my house.
Okay, like, okay. I didn't.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
No, and I'm not even
Yuck!
And I'm not even suggesting that you should tolerate that.
That's why Naya Rivera pissed me off, because how dare you? I don't, not only am I actively fighting against being funky, all right, but okay. I can't do it. Like, I would even hang out with you if you could. Like, how dare you loop me into the... Let me, anyway, so the read, yes. I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Since you like to preach.
I don't even know if I have one this week, so.
Okay, great. So, right. It doesn't matter anyway because I'm passing my read.
Pass the read like we used to.
And so, all right, this comes from, I don't know why she wouldn't want me to say her name, but her name's Jada.
Okay. So even though she said don't say it.
No, she didn't say that. But I just am so never in the emails. So
okay.
Not sure how you do this.
All right.
We need to do another mailbox so I can pick a new cousin fucker.
Yeah. Well, no.
Or, you know, like, we just need to do another one because I pick, like, the raunchiest. Like, you read them and be like, oh, girl, this is a lie.
I do. A lot of them I'll be like, how? Like, how?
All right. So I tried to edit this down a little bit to make it shorter, but this was, there are so many great points that I couldn't. All right. So Jada says, this read is in regards to the critics who have claimed that the Selma movie is historically inaccurate in regards to President Johnson's resistance to passing the Voting Rights Act, and that it does not give an accurate account of the involvement of white activists in Selma. They gave me a link to the article and stuff. I read about it. I, mind you, really quickly, I haven't seen Selma yet. I bought a ticket and I didn't go, as I did with 12 Years a Slave and Annie. Just because I didn't feel like I wanted to support these black films without being, like, heartbroken. Like, I just... And also can't really do too many more movies about how white people stole less and like broke our heart. Like, I'd like to see a black film about
tired
how
of
we,
crying
like,
in black
created
movies.
Math and, like, that stuff. Yes. Anyway... So Jada says, I think people are just too ashamed to face up to the real history of what happened in the South during the Civil Rights Movement. And true, there were non-blacks that helped, and the movie shows that. It's just not the main focus, and rightfully so. I'm so sick of people being threatened by others wanting to embrace their history. I know it's not all white people, but I feel like they always want to be depicted in some heroic role, like Emma Stone in The Help, Brad Pitt in 12 Years a Slave, and Matthew McConaughey in A Time to Kill. History is not centered around this ideal, and if they had told Selma that way, it would have been a lie. Look, some of history is terrible, but it happened. Admit to it, face it, and if you feel bad about it, apologize for it. But do not dare discredit a great black work / art when so much has already been taken from us. Don't take the true history too. Our kids already don't get to learn about real African American history in school. Do people really think if you sugarcoat stuff, we just gonna forget segregation ever happened and we could always vote? Hello, it happened to my mother. She actually integrated the elementary school my sister and I went to in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is it Massachusetts? MS is Massachusetts, right?
Let's say yes.
Or Mrs. In this state, the MS. Oof. People shit. Maybe I need to go to your mama's elementary school. People who went through these horrors are still alive. So don't spit in my face and tell me it's raining. If Johnson was being slow on voters' rights, he was just being slow, just like Bush was slow in the Katrina relief efforts. I'm just saying, I don't know why people can't also look at this and be like, I'm getting defensive. because I don't want people to think that all Southern whites were racist and hurt black people. Maybe this is how black people feel when everyone thinks they're thugs and criminals and should be shot by the police. But that would be too much like right. I'm not expecting white people to understand everything, but be willing to learn and try. So that's from Jada.
All right, girl.
And I just really like that because I do feel like in a lot of movies, like if the historically black characters are actually being played by black people, mm-hmm. usually they try and have a white person or a surplus like white people to come in and be like, we love them too.
Right.
Look how nice some of us are.
Every time.
Like, yes, girl, we know that. Right. There were white people that acted as allies. That doesn't change the facts from being the
right.
Facts.
Like,
and I don't know why you need it like emphasized so that you
every
don't.
Every time.
It's like anything to, you know, suppress white guilt. Like anything so that they don't feel like, damn, we
sucked.
There
was no hope for us. Right. Like anything to feel like we were never that bad.
And they really did like, I mean, I haven't seen the movie, like I said, but I've read that there were a lot of white people who were part of the civil rights movement mm-hmm. that were shown. Did you watch it?
No, I did the same thing.
Like, I just can't. I don't feel like crying.
Right.
I can't cry right
and
now.
And I know I'm going to cry if I go. And I just don't feel like
it. Like, I may need, like an S.
Yeah,
like a
and I just don't. I did, because you know what? Fruitvale Station knocked me on my ass unexpectedly. Like, to the point where I was just openly bawling. In, like, the Magic Johnson Theater where, you know, I eat, like, and I was, so, you know, it was, like, half full. And I was just, like, weeping. Like, I could not control myself.
The last movie that I saw, like racially charged movie I saw, maybe was like The Butler. And it wasn't even like as bad as I right. know a lot of these other ones were. Right. But it was just like, I've come to a point where I just can't deal with it. Like, I know that it sucked. Like, right. I know it was awful. I've read the books. I've done my own research. Mm-hmm. I know all about that bullshit, and I know plenty about what happened before it. And I would just like some kind of acknowledgement. Like, when you do these movies about, I don't know, ancient Egypt, why can't they be black people? You know, like, right. why can't we have these movies about, like, the dawn of civilization or, like, the creation of things like math and science and how all of these things developed to changing the world and providing the privileges and stuff that we have now. Like, why can't, when you do those films, you have people with brown skin in them? That's why. Like that's so what simple. I want to see. I'm tired of crying about the shit that's still happening today. Well, let me not say that, because obviously I know that we've, you know, taken leaps, mm-hmm. but the root of it, it's from a time that was literally yesterday, just like Jada said in this fucking email. Her mama, like the people who were there, people in the damn movie, are some people, those people are still alive. Like, it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
And I think that just like she's saying, when you throw in all of these beautiful white faces with their, you know, their eyes as blue as the Pacific Ocean, I don't know, whatever. I don't know what I'm talking about.
What? Right.
But when you have like these, it's almost like they're trying to say, like, look, we all love each other today.
Yeah.
And this was forever ago.
Mm-hmm.
So enjoy that welfare. It's like, I don't.
Yeah. No, I get it 100%. It's just like, how much of that can we, like, can we see something else though? Like,
I want to see something.
We have
different.
A lot of stories. I don't want to have to keep showing black people went through some fucked up
Hell.
Shit. But here go a white girl to come along and save them and make them feel like at least they have one white friend. Like, it's always some.
Because God knows there was that one white woman.
Oh, God. Like,
and her
okay,
journal.
Can we tell a black girl's story, though?
And she just loved Cicely Tyson so much, honey, that she felt like writing about all of these slave-ass bitches. And she developed a book. And went on to be rich, and they all got a check and quit their jobs and then probably died later.
Right.
Like, I just, not, no shade, because I love the help, but I'm just
no,
like.
No, but it's just like, but why is the reporter
why?
The star of the movie?
And even, I mean, I never even took it as like, I felt like, even in that movie, I felt like Emma Stone was kind of like homegirl, that the white, I hate saying the white woman, but I can't remember the actress's name that plays the lead character in Orange is the New Black. It's almost like her role is literally to get white people to watch it, because otherwise Piper? It's just her.
Well, it's not the, that's not that. That's the character's name.
Piper? Yeah. The lead. Mm-hmm. It's like, otherwise, if they don't see some recognizable or sort of pretty white face in there gluing it all together, then it just becomes like a black movie, and then white people just won't watch it.
Right.
So it's like they use, like, I didn't feel like Emma Stone was a star in that movie. I felt like Viola Davis was a star in that movie. I feel like Octavia Spencer was a star of that movie. Mm-hmm. Hell, even homegirl, even Carrie, I can't remember her name, so whatever.
But I feel like even with one good thing about Orange is the New Black is that I think the writers knew they had to include Piper. Like, they had to.
Yeah, no, they
but
did.
But they also make her annoying as fuck so that everybody hates her. Like, you have to have her, but everybody fucking
I think
her.
That the writer, creator, producer, I don't know, but I know I read an interview where one of them, like, out, like, just said it, like, outright, like, that's like the role that she plays, because most of it's not even about her,
right?
It's about the stories of all of these other inmates that are several, like, from all kinds of different walks of life,
right?
But like, nobody even gives a fuck about her half the time. You don't even think about her when
that's really what makes it good, and how real they are about race.
But what I'm saying is that's the part, that role that she plays, the same way with fucking Emma Stone in The Help. That's what it is. It's about giving white people something to be like, oh, okay, well, this is like a movie about all of us, so let me go ahead and watch it. Because if Emma Stone wasn't in The Help and it was just a movie about, like, from the perspective of The Help, they would have been like, oh, well, that's not for my demographic. You know what I'm saying? Like, they would have expected for that to do whatever the numbers and then show up on BET, and it's none of their business. But they include those characters so that white people will go and actually
and
buy a ticket. And it works. Like, it's a marketing thing. But as she's saying in this email, don't feel like you need the don't feel like Hollywood is supposed to be including things or writing their scripts a certain kind of way to appeal to the comfort of any demographic. Like, if you're writing if you're doing a movie about the civil rights movement, about the Voting Rights Act, if you're do it about what the fuck happened. Don't sugarcoat it for the fuck what. Obviously some stuff's gonna be dramatized already because it's a it's a movie, but stick to the fucking facts.
Leave the sugarcoating to the kids movies.
Right.
There's enough lies on kids movies, okay? Like, I feel like, what is the purpose then? Like, why do we have to include some bullshit about you every damn time?
And who even needs, why do they need to emphasize to you that, oh, hey, not all white people hated black people?
How many
white? All you have to do is read. Like, that's literally it. And that's not even the motherfucking point. Like,
how many white movies win Oscars and Academy Awards every fucking year, and they have a cast that's all white or one random token? How many versus how many black films manage to win without having a white savior somewhere in them? Like, just shut the fuck up. Because August Osage County, which is a terrible, fantastic movie.
Okay.
Those
felt like different words.
It's like a bunch of white superstars. It's Julia Roberts and everybody. It's like
Meryl Streep is in that, isn't she?
It's so fucking good. Yes. Is Meryl Streep? Yes, she is.
Okay, that's the only reason I know
it's
about it.
It's so good.
Meryl Streep is like.
It takes place in Oklahoma. And
this
it's
is
nasty.
Why you know about it.
Well, yes, because Osage County, I was
is
like,
is that
I
the
have
one about
AIDS?
No, I think that's Dallas Buyers Club.
No, yeah, this is not about AIDS. But anyway, it's disturbing, but I enjoyed it. Anyway, there's no black people really in the movie, and it won all kind of shit. Like, so don't tell me that the shit is equal or it's
and
the same.
And Selma was nominated for Best Picture and Best Original Song, the end.
Right.
Nothing else.
Okay.
Fantastic actors in there, too.
Like, it just...
For the movie that's nominated for Best Picture, what else did you like about it? Why is it the best?
It's just like, and it's not even just black people. It's like, why are the people who are getting the top nominations, why is it so white? Why is it so fucking white?
Even a commercial I just saw for the Grammys, like, you know how the Grammys puts out like a CD of all the artists and songs that are nominated?
Yeah.
It was like Taylor Swift, ba-da-ba-ba, Iggy Azalea, ba-da-ba-ba, then Ed Sheeran, ba-da, and then All About That Bass, Your Lips, I Move. I don't remember her name.
Okay, I don't know who.
And it was like, oh, okay.
So this is what we're highlighting this year then.
Anyway, just pointing out facts.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all it. I'm saying. But yes, we also know, here's your pillow. We also know that there are plenty of white people that love us and understand that racism anyway. Is a very bad thing.
Yes.
And we appreciate that.
You always have to say it.
You have to.
Because otherwise you'll get an email, just so you know, I'm a white
woman. But I feel like that's just general, like, about people. I find it weird that people, like, you have to say things for people sometimes. Like, why wouldn't you just assume that that's what it is? Am I making sense? Like, sometimes you have to, like, say, yeah. I'm holding, like, I could hold this bottle of water and mm-hmm. I have to say, I'm holding a bottle of water. Otherwise, it's like someone, it's like it's invisible to people. I don't know why.
Right. I see what you're saying.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
why
people,
does this even need to be articulated?
Why do I have to say, like, why can't I say that racism is some bullshit without having to also say that not everybody is racist?
Right.
Like, can't isn't you just, obvious? Isn't it very clear, like, it's almost like you're insulting my intelligence by assuming that we as black people just only thought it was just black people that walked and every single white person hated us.
Right.
I don't know. Anyway, that's my, I'm done.
Okay. Thank you very much. And shout out to, what's her name, Jada?
Jada.
Yeah, shout out to Jada for sending that in. You can send yours to pass3@gmail.com. If you have a read that you would like to pass, I don't have a read this week. Sorry, I had surgery, so I've been focused on recuperating. I've had
so listen, I'm not laughing at your surgery.
It's
but
not funny.
Because it's not?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's just, I'm calling out sick this week.
Because you had a surgery.
Because I had surgery, yes, and it's been very taxing on me.
Has it?
This is my very first surgery ever. I had a tumor removed from my finger, and it is almost...
The pinky.
Yes, the pinky. And it is almost certainly benign, but we'll find out, I guess, in a few weeks or so. But anyway, so it's been
hard.
How
did we even get there?
Recuperating from surgery has been hard on me. It has been a lot. I've been tired more. And
well, I completely understand that your pinky finger surgery prevented you from...
It did.
...thinking of... ways to use your words today.
Thank you for understanding.
That's what friends are for. So that's been
so
the
that
read.
Wraps up an episode of The Read. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter at This Is The Read. Check out thisistheread.com where you can see links to every episode and read our bios and get in touch with us and all kinds of fun things. And I think, do you have an announcement this week?
We have an announcement.
I thought we did.
So, first of all, let's just say that we have a show in Houston coming up.
Yes,
on
we
the
do.
31st.
January 31st.
So, I think thisistheread.com, you can find the link there.
Thisistheread.com has a link to the tickets for the Houston show. We will see y'all on January
31st. So excited about that. I can't wait to get some more boudin. Although when I said it like yesterday, everyone was like, oh, you can't get no good boudin in Houston, you gotta go to Louisiana.
Oh Lord.
And I was like, but I thought that you could. I had it there and it was good.
Yeah.
Also,
I mean, but it you probably, that's probably true, you probably can get it better.
But I asked
Louisiana.
You niggas, well, maybe not in New Orleans.
Yeah. What,
when I was in New Orleans, I asked if they had it there and somebody told me no.
Who? You know good and damn well it was not me.
One of you niggers lied to me.
Well, it certainly like, was, must have been Asante. Shit. Anyway.
So, anyway, I'm going back there anyway because I'm out of pralines. Anyway.
Yes.
So, we also have
but
a
yes,
show.
Yes, Houston, we're so excited.
Coming up right here in New York City.
Yes, we do.
It's almost 2 years that we've been doing this shit. I don't even believe it.
I don't either. Like, it feels like, man.
2 years.
How has that even happened? Like, didn't we just start doing this a few months ago? Like, what even? 2 years? What?
So this is like work now.
It's unbelievable to me. So we are having a special 2 year anniversary show, just to say thank you to everybody for rocking with us for the past 2 years. It has been so much fun. And it will be on February 28th. That's right. Right? February 28th.
February 28th. Details to come. The tickets are going to be on sale tomorrow, Friday, January, that date.
Either.
The 23rd.
Something. Friday.
Yes. Tomorrow Friday, the tickets are going to go up at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're in the New York City area, please, please, please come out and hang out with us on our second year anniversary program.
So crazy. Yes, our 2 year anniversary.
And if you can't come, I think we're going to do something special for y'all so that you can be included.
Yeah, but tickets and all that details information will be on thereadlive.com. So check that out Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern.
Let me rewind real quickly.
Okay.
You're not getting no damn like live stream. Like that's not gonna happen. But
why did you have to say that?
Because I didn't want the girls to be sending me messages talking about, so you're you streaming it. Because no, we're not going to.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, you should come and check us out. And yeah, do we have, oh, tell them about these clothes things because I don't know.
All of the orders have been shipped out. Check your email if you ordered any merchandise from the pre-order and you did not receive your shipping notification. Email us with your order number so we can send you your tracking number. So right now everything is out of stock. It should be back up in the next week or two, just depending on how quickly the logistics can be put together. So hang tight. It is coming back for a limited time till basically the rest of it is gone. And so then it'll be gone again. So,
well, I don't have any of them.
Well, you're wearing the hoodie right now, though. So well, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, okay, bro. All right.
That's true.
Okay. I think that wraps it up for me. I'm just feeling very thankful and like grateful and very zen and everything ever since the surgery. I've just been like, it's been really making me think about like life. Like, I don't know, I just feel like I'm being very fake deep about it, but just put things into perspective.
Girl, you're gonna go outside and it's gonna be snowing and you're
gonna
cuss.
But I'm trying to end on a positive note. Okay.
Well, leave it to me to be pessimistic.
Do you have an acronym
right
for, do you have an acronym for this week?
BYGIWYWR.
I give up on ever knowing what these.
Bitch, you guessed it! What? You was right. There you go. Magic.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, y'all, this podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Everyone knows the holidays can take a toll on your bank account, so if you're looking for creative ways to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday treats they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. As for me, I'm very qualified to help y'all learn how to maybe start journaling every day to get your thoughts out and improve your mental health. Or I could teach you how to get on the nerves of every man in a 5-mile radius I'm an expert at that. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online courses. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and then tailor your course with the powerful built-in Fluid Engine editor. With Squarespace courses, you can create engaging content that your audience will love, then simply add a paywall and set the price. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or sell subscriptions. It's up to you. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. Just head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/read to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that's squarespace.com/READ. Let them know Kid Fury and Crystal sent you.